This is KUNC. When you've had something for a really long time, it can be hard to give it up. And when that something is water, it's even harder, especially in the desert Southwest. But that's exactly what's happening with the Colorado River. Drought and population growth are forcing tough conversations about who gets water and who has to cut back. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
If you've never seen the Hoover Dam up close, it's impressive. A massive concrete wall in a narrow canyon on the Arizona-Nevada border. At the visitor center, I join up with a tour group in hard hats. The dam holds Lake Mead, the country's largest human-made lake, in place. The Bureau of Reclamation's Zane Boyster is our guide. He leads us into an elevator.
We're going to be descending 537 feet in the next 70 seconds, so you might have some pressure on your ears. That's normal.
We move through the cavernous structure, past the generators and pipes that move water from one side of the dam to the other. And at the first stop, Boyster brings up the elephant in the room, what we saw when we arrived. Lake Mead's glaringly white bathtub ring.
Somebody asked me the question about how much water is in Lake Mead. Is it low? And the answer is yes. You probably already know that. We're about 37-38% of capacity.
The lake's water comes from Rocky Mountain snowmelt, sent here via the Colorado River. But after 16 years of drought, the reservoir is more than half empty. When water managers divvied up the river in the 1920s, it was during a really wet period for the Colorado.
That's right. We overallocated the water from the very beginning. We're still tasked with honoring those same water contracts even today.
35 miles away in Las Vegas, water from the lake bubbles up from an ornate fountain inside Caesar's Palace. This is where water managers throughout the Colorado River Basin meet each winter to hash out their biggest problems. And right now, that's Lake Mead. Jeff Keitlinger is general manager of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
It's rather clear that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the Colorado River goes into an official shortage.
The lake has been flirting with that shortage declaration for years. If triggered, cuts to water supplies for lower basin states like Arizona would be mandatory, not voluntary. The more the reservoir drops, the more drastic the cuts.
With that looming over us, we've been trying to figure out, are there ways we can cooperatively share this pain and make this whole situation easier?
Under the current system, Arizona would be hit the hardest. But an agreement in the works, called the Drought Contingency Plan, would, for the first time, place some of the burden on fast-growing California. Former Colorado River District Manager Eric Kuhn says that's a big change. In the past, conversations were about who would claim the next drop of the river's water.
Now we're talking about when we cut back, which we probably have to, who's going to take those cutbacks?
But even that might not be enough. Critics say the proposed drought plan is inadequate, a temporary patch. It doesn't address the so-called structural deficit. That's the river's imbalance between supply and demand. It's also leaving out climate change, which already saps some of the river's flow.
The future is going to look a lot like the last 20 years or so, which means variable hydrology, some big wet years, but also some dry years. And those dry years are going to be aggravated by higher temperatures in the regions.
The drought plan has been in the works for 2 years now. It's an update to a series of guidelines agreed to in 2007. So what's at stake if the states can't come to an agreement?
It's really nothing less than the future of the West.
That's Mary Kelly. She runs a law firm specializing in Western water issues and represents environmental groups, cities, and foundations.
Do you want, vibrant agricultural communities? Do you want flowing rivers? And do you want cities that don't fall into crisis every other year?
Thank you. Great opportunity for pictures here, folks.
Back at the Hoover Dam, our attention turns back to snow and drought. Again, here's tour guide Zane Boyster.
I'm hoping that we've reached that bottom and we're headed back out. Right now, it doesn't look too good. Not a lot of snowpack in the Rockies this year yet, but it still remains to be seen.
And as this winter continues, you can be sure Boyster and everyone else who works on all 1,400 miles of the Colorado River will be watching the level of Lake Mead. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.